I'm going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars. Because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drumroll please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
Forever Dog.
Race Chaser.
Hello, and welcome back to Race Chaser, a podcast dedicated to the discussion, dissection,
and dissemination
of every single episode of RuPaul's Drag Race, starting from the very beginning.
This is the beginning!
My name's Alaska, what's yours?
Hello, I'm Willem. I'm your co-host for Race Chaser and Hot Goss.
We are all stars. We are all stars.
We have a new crop of all-star divas who have been officially announced in the kingdom.
10 of these bitches. Shea Coulee.
Angina.
Ms. Cracker.
Mayhem Miller Time.
Mariah Balenciaga, a.k.a. Mariah Paris, a.k.a. Mariah Successful.
Juju Lavangi B.
India Farah, Ingabout.
Derek Barry.
I do declare it's Blair St. Clair.
And Alexis Matei. Oh, no, she did it. Premiering on June 5th. And apparently, I don't know what this means, but the All-Star rules have been suspended.
Suspended forever!
And
there's a twist in the absolute citron cocktail.
Well, here's the twist. Showtime is out. Showtime, I'm afraid this is not your moment. Now sashay away.
I mean, to be completely honest, Showtime, CBS... Viacom, VH1, Logo, they're all owned by the same entity. So, I mean, the same people are making money. And
right.
I'm glad that we aren't paying extra money to see the show anymore.
Yeah. I think it's better for the fans. I think it's better for the girls.
I have a question about the fans, though, for you. How would you feel if you won, if you were a girl and you were competing on Drag Race and then, a woman. You're a woman now. You're over 30.
Well, either way, yes.
How would you feel if you just won and then they said, here's all these other girls that are more popular than you and we're going to show them now. And you guys, thank you so much for playing. We'll let you know if we have some gigs. That's what it feels like.
Well, this is the constant, you know, the battle and the argument over, is it better to have all stars go first and then you have a regular season? I feel like we should have a cooling period. We should have a different word for regular season. It should be like
classique.
Okay, classique season. I mean, that makes it sound like it's like a rerun, like from the past, but like a current season.
First run. It's first run.
A first run season. Okay. And there's this argument that, you know, like you said, does All Stars overshadow the first run season? And I think back, we can always learn from the past, but I believe it was season 4 happened. Sharon Needles won Drag Race. And we were very self-absorbed, and so we just weren't even paying attention. But All Stars did happen.
What are you talking about? Wait, I was looking in the mirror.
All Stars did happen immediately following season 4, correct? All Stars 1?
For some people, some of us just shopped for it and then didn't get to go.
Oh.
Not better.
Wow.
The bitter bug.
The bitter bug. who's that pooching in the corner? She's alone in the VIP.
Varla Jean Merman does that song.
Bitter bug.
I love that. It's on YouTube. You should look it up.
I don't have a problem with All Stars necessarily overshadowing whatever season just aired. It's the fact that whatever season just aired will be the one that's freshest on everybody's brain. I just thought, you know, like, give the girls like 6 months to live their fantasy and be the most famous drag queens in the world, and then bring more famous drag queens from the world on.
Yes.
I it's just like such a piggyback, and it's like starting baseball season right after the World Series, literally the next week. It's not.
You're right. You're right.
Yeah, it doesn't feel seasonal, and it's clear now that the people that make this show are not here to worry about our careers after making friends or any of that. It's all just based on money and decisions and getting what they want done.
Well, they want to dominate the airwaves, of course.
They
because
are.
Why wouldn't you? It's a great phenomenon. It's a hit, and why wouldn't you want it to be on constantly? I get that.
For glut?
What'd you call me? do you think it would be better if it was All Stars and then immediately a first run season?
Or do you think
there should be breathing room in general?
I don't have an opinion on that. I just think there should be breathing room. Especially for the new girls. If it was All Stars and then new girls, I'd say whatever, that's fine. But this is the other way around, and it just feels like the parents eating before the children.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know.
Well, either way, we will have a new All-Stars coming very soon, June 5.
I mean, we've never missed a week.
Well, I don't plan to miss anything.
I don't plan to either.
Does that mean new promo images?
Ooh, new promo tea.
Well, last week, as you well know, on Drag Race, this little show that we like to talk about, it was a top six moment. The dolls did a makeover on a super fan. It's a secret. It's a surprise. And we got to meet Lil Snacky Cox, who I'm sure, I'm surprised she's not on All Stars 5, but maybe next All Stars. I think she could definitely be a contender.
For sure. Crystal's Bert and Ernie magic with her daughter was amazing, but Jada took the makeover challenge and she ran away with it because Jazz, her daughter, looked surged and gorgeous, very LA. And Heidi and Jackie were stuck in the bottom.
No surge, no sill, no shade.
Mm-mm. And we went from six queens to half a dozen, and we're back at it again, top six, or versatile six, at least, probably.
Yes. Well, we get a lovely lipstick message, which is just an ass print from Willem. Just kidding.
The girls are all talking about it, and I love how honest Gigi is. She's like, obviously, I'm still happy that you're here, but it's like, it's one of those things where, why should she be happy that more people are still here? I wouldn't be.
I'm glad Gigi brought this up because it's exactly what I was feeling when the double save happened on season 5, because you're there, you're in the trenches, you're counting down the days until like you get to the finals, and the days aren't adding up. Or no, the days are adding up as you think they go, and then they're like, oh wait, there's another week because we're not sending anyone home. So it's not like you have anything personally against the divas who both got saved. That we all have to continue this journey even longer than we thought we were going to.
They need to push through their faves and their storylines in actuality, because let's be blunt, because that's why it happens.
All right, okay.
But Jackie is kind of gagged that she stayed. She thought that she'd be going home too. And Heidi learns a new word this week, which, I mean, her interviews are always priceless, but epiphany.
Epiphany. I prefer she-piphany, but that's
fine. I was doing a Zoom reading last week for a play by Brian Wright's Plays, or a listener of the podcast and in front of the pod. And apparently the word you say when, like, you like it, where it's anonymous is
unanimous?
No, when everybody, when you don't want to know whose dick you're sucking. That word is so hard to say, and I said it wrong during a play reading twice, and I felt so stupid. So I'm okay with Heidi's epiphany.
Yeah.
Epiphany better get paid.
Epiphany get paid. Yes, God. Friend of the pod, deep friend. Sheepiphany get paid.
She's in Greece, pushing bitches in the water.
The musical?
Was that her?
Oh.
No, remember some girl got pushed in front of a pool in Greece. It was like beautiful, blowing winds.
Oh.
And the girl walked in someone in Greece, and I thought it was Epiphany. She pushed a bitch in the water who walked in front of her during her number. It was great.
Gutterella.
But they said it was stage. Gutterella. For sure.
Gutzilla. Jada is ready to drop all the divas off at the airport or the pool or wherever they need to go. She is ready.
She'll
for
get a shuttle.
She'll get the super shuttle. She will book it for you.
For sure, yeah.
And the next day, it's top six again.
Now, Heidi is introducing the day and giving a sun salutation. She said, you can call me Heidi Ho, Heidi Duty, Heidi Hutton, Heidi, 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 Heidi Almighty, Heidi Aphrodite. Just not Heidi Nina.
No.
Closet.
No, it was never Nina. It's not Nina. Whoever told you that
I don't
was
know who
false.
Said it was.
Whoever
yeah.
brought that up was false and a liar.
I think it was on Reviews with the Jew. One of those other
Miss Cracker show.
Probably.
Yeah.
That's so upsetting.
Much, there's so much misinformation out there. Luckily, we are the one true source for everything.
I always try
Gregory.
To miss the information before reporting also. Misinformation. Speaking of missing information, there is no video message this week. Rue just comes walking into the workroom like she does own it. Okay, never mind.
RuPaul, do you remember the video messages, though, from the early episodes? RuPaul looked so sickening.
Ooh, yeah.
Like fucking Sindel from fucking Mortal Kombat with her scary eyes and her fucking...
Yeah.
Her fucking high neck collar thing. Maybe they just only filmed a couple and they were like, we can't top this look. So we're not even filming anymore. Just got it.
Honestly, I feel like they put tapes on her shoulder blades too and just like pulled her up from there. She was so long and lean and beautiful. She has such a beautiful neck. RuPaul is a thing of beauty.
I
was talking with a friend who watched Drag Race with me. Over the weekend that I'm quarantined with, and he was mentioning one girl's mug and how it was so terrible, and I was like, she's doing the best she can and she's not good at makeup, but she's really funny, so it's fine. He's like, but look at RuPaul. And I was like, don't you dare. RuPaul is beautiful. She's got bones.
Yeah.
She's got cheekbones of death. She's like, honestly, she's so beautiful.
Yes she is.
You can tell that. I was very disappointed by the All Stars 5 lineup, and I'm working my way up for All Stars 6 now.
Well, it's okay, honey. Hang in there. Okay. And who knows? Maybe they'll do a secret reveal like Bibi Zaharbinay, because if anyone got that, it would be you.
What if I could get on Celebrity Drag Race as like janitorial or like crafty? Work my way
or
up.
Or like
get my
sound.
Card.
Like you could put mics on people, maybe.
Our sound people my year were two lesbians, and they were so cool.
They were really good. I know who
you had them
about.
Too.
Yeah.
They were so nice, and they were always like chill.
Yeah,
and talking shit when the mics were covered.
Always.
Yeah. This is a fun challenge though, and my season didn't get to do it. You got to do puppets though, right?
Well,
is this where Little Pound Cake comes
your
from?
Your season did get to do it. You just maybe weren't there that day.
Oh, it didn't stop when I left?
You stopped watching.
They kept going. That's so cute for
you
them.
You canceled your subscription to Logo. You said, I'd like to go back to the basic package. Yeah, not extended. No.
You can pull it this week, actually. This week.
No. I don't want Fuse. I don't want Logo.
How about I give you a spectrum on what I want to see? Not that.
Oh, no Showtime.
No.
I'm going to stop you right there.
I got no time for Showtime right now. So, just basic.
No time for Showtime.
Showtime.
No channel line. No.
Logo. Logo can go. We're going to go and take a break, actually.
The
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones, and, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite. And you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take down time and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you. And then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it, too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
So let's come back in. Oh, and I guess you hated my joke. Rue comes into the workroom looking for her cufflinks.
Oh, no, I noticed it. It was very distracting, and I know it was fashion, and I'm not coming for another person.
What are you talking about? What cufflinks?
Oh,
what
her cuffs were flapping. It was down past her knuckles. Like, it was this weird fashion choice, and I just didn't think it was in any way a boon to her outfit. She's usually styled very, very well.
Sometimes she likes to try stuff out, though. She's adventurous.
Yeah, but this is like leaving your fly undone. It doesn't make sense for the actual use and, like, fortitude of the outfit, honestly, because, like, what if she wants to light a cigarette and then, like, her cuffs get on fire and then she dies?
She quit smoking years ago, but okay.
Okay, well, what if she's trying to make some tension tamer tea and the cuff dips in it?
That would be a rude-aster.
That's so upsetting.
It would be. Thank you, Jade. So this puppet challenge, the girls, they reach into this deep, dark hole and they pull out puppets. Mm-hmm. And then they have 20 minutes to drag it up.
Everybody loves puppets. That's what they say.
They do. They really
do. I need someone to talk to. I could go to the tattoo shops. I could talk to the teenagers. Tammy's teens. Terrific teens.
Tammy Wynette, right? Or Tammy...
Tammy Faye Baker.
Tammy Faye Baker,
Tammy Faye Messner.
I'm a Tanya Tucker right now.
Tanya Tucker.
I love this French cut Maillot. Is that from Little Kenya Michaels' new swimwear line?
Yeah, it is. I told them...
Very
they actually had to tailor it higher because it only went up past my hip bone, but I wanted it to go even foolishly higher.
Well, I told you this quarantine, there was going to be a lot of downtime, but on it, getting those under the muscle was really the right choice for you, because I think with that type of bathing suit, your tan lines won't show on those newly installed domes, domes.
Yeah, a couple of Golden Globes.
Headlights beaming.
Yeah. Well, okay. Crystal gets Jadia.
Jada gets Gigi.
Sherry gets Heidi.
Jackie gets Sherry.
Gigi gets Jackie.
And Heidi gets Crystal. I love Crystal reading.
I thought Courtney usually gets Crystal, but
this is true. Well, Courtney gets red for wearing the same earrings a lot too, and Crystal reads Jada for the same exact thing. Courtney wore the same like House of Priscilla standard crystal hoop in like 5 or 8 episodes. A lot.
But Jada only wore them twice. She said, honey, I let the record state that I wore them twice, which is totally fine.
Totally fine.
It's not the Jocelyn Fox necklace heard around the world. It's not the Kenya Michaels Barbie Nicki Minaj outfit, which is worn by 18 different contestants throughout the season.
I do not mind a pass around hat. I don't mind a couple girls wearing it, just as long as they don't sweat in it.
Now, what if you have a lucky pair of earrings or a favorite pair of earrings? I see nothing wrong with this.
I think that's fine too.
And I never noticed.
You know what? It's the little things. Detox told me before I left for my season, she said, girl, they're going to read you. And I said, for what? For what? They can cover me. And she said, honey, you need to shave your arms. I have the blondest arm hair in the world and not much of it. And she was like, girl, they'll read you. The girls will find something and read you for it. Oh, you wore those earrings twice? Oh, okay.
So
those
will.
Are your earrings now. Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, I get it. There's not much to rib Jada for because she's beautiful, funny, talented, and poised.
Yeah.
So Crystal does her best, and she's entertaining.
And it was, yeah, it was a very funny puppet show.
It's all pretty good nature.
Who was the one who bombed? Oh, Gigi kind of flatlined.
Yeah, she did. Gigi says in this episode later, like, you know, when you ask her to improv, she just goes blank. I think Gigi is really good with rehearsing and planning and being meticulous.
Yes.
And I mean, it shows in the details. She's all about that.
Yeah.
Sherry gets Heidi, and it's a quick edit, but it's honestly the one that made me laugh the most, other than
the wig.
Jackie.
The wig powder. Flying off, and then it's dusty. The powder's coming out.
I mean, we love a good Mother Dust moment.
Come to
always.
Mother Dust. Come to
Mother
Dust.
Come to Mother Dust.
Up. Do.
Do.
I, hello, my dear. I hate it so much when you're near. Isn't that Coke?
I don't know. I don't think I'm
what
quoting.
What is that?
I think it's a Coke of Montrese Reed.
Is that a MASH quote or... Jackie's Sherry is very astute too, because because she kind of
I'm doing the MASH theme song.
No.
Nobody's
only
seen MASH.
I only know the movie. I don't know the television show.
I'm not even that old. I'm just aware of television, okay? I wasn't
from
like...
From the 70s.
I wasn't like watching it in its first run. I was watching All-Stars MASH, okay? Give me a break.
Okay.
Syndication.
Jackie and Sherry. Sherry literally has a pie, and Jackie's saying everything that we've all been thinking this season. You're old. You have a pie.
It's very that Benda LaCreme reading Bianca Del Rio. I'm from New York. I have no problems. I work all the time. It's very that. It was very well done.
Gigi's Jackie is visually a 10.
Oh,
she gives her a beard.
The look has there.
Yeah, the genie, all of that. If it was a makeover challenge, Gigi might just win.
Exactly.
But it wasn't, and she's already won enough challenges, so this one was bad.
Now, okay, Heidi gets Crystal, and she just...
Lucky girl.
She doesn't overdraw the lips. But Jackie Cox wins the mini challenge. Now, she's the queen of the mini challenge this year.
Really? How many has she won?
I believe they say 3. And they don't do them every episode. So she's like...
Is that not normal? I won 3 too.
Okay. Do you think, and you might be biased, do you think that this is... I think that they're worth something. I think they're worth an increment of a maxi challenge.
If you get a prize that's tangible in your hands, like a pair of breasts, like when I won some breasts.
A pair of breasts?
A pair of tangible teats. Then you can count it as an increment. But if you cannot, I am inclined to deny the incremental increase.
You're inclined, Epstein and Barker, to deny.
I'm inclined, Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, my God.
He's my friend. Oh, wait.
No.
He's your friend?
No. I have a friend named Jeffrey Epstein.
Lolita Express Willem over here. Lolita Express yourself.
His name is Jeffrey Epstein, and he is not that Jeffrey Epstein, because that one's dead. This one is alive. He's my friend. He works at Disney. He used to do gay days. He's really cool.
That's a rough name, though.
Has recently applied for a name change.
Yeah. I don't know. But he likes boys. He doesn't like girls. So that's how I keep him separated.
Oh, okay.
Hopefully he likes men, not boys.
Oh, okay. Let's move on. This week, in the Maxi Challenge, your charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent will be center stage as you perform an original One Queen show.
On Twitch!
Oh my. Jackie Cox gets to set the running order of the show because she won the mini challenge.
And the amazing cherry on top of this Sunday is the queens will all be judged by this week's guest judge, Whoopi Goldberg.
EGOT winner.
I
Goddess
mean, her big
icon.
Her big break before Jumping Jack Flash and all that came from a one-woman show that she mounted on Broadway after like being a comedian and everything.
Yeah,
so like
that's true.
The power of a one-woman show is like, you know.
Yeah.
It's all those things that, I've been waiting for a part and I can't, and it hasn't come. So let me just give myself my own big break, you know?
Yeah.
That's what these shows should be for these girls. Like a chance to show the judges like stuff they haven't seen before. This is an exciting challenge. I wish this was a challenge my season.
And this is a real world application.
Yeah.
Not that you're going to be doing a 5-minute long show typically, but it is a good skill to hone and to sort of like to be able to do. What a perfect judge to get Whoopi Goldberg to do this. I love it. And Jackie is setting the running order, and she says, I want to go first. Who wants to go last? Cricket.
Nobody wants to go last.
Crickets.
Crickita.
No.
This is,
I'll just go in the middle somewhere. I don't know. I'm second, third, fourth. Something in the middle.
My favorite thing is when the tone changes, when like Heidi starts to help after she's been assigned third. She's like, okay, so yeah, I'm third. And then anybody else? It's just like once she's happy, it's like, and then
you just
cut to Jada sprinkling Nooch on the whole thing with every bat of her eyes.
Yeah.
I think that Jackie should have just literally put herself where she wanted to go and then said like have at it or drawn numbers or something, because there's no winner in these kind of situations where like, You're good for the part where you get to choose where you go, but then where everybody else goes, that part you're fucked because they're gonna ask. They're gonna ask an interview. They're gonna ask on stage. They're gonna try to get the girls because there's no villain this season.
But wait, I thought going last was good. If you're funny and you fucking kill it, going last is like the excellent place to go. Right?
I usually can't because the stage is covered in beer or fluids of some sort.
So you could go last.
Poppers.
So then it doesn't matter.
Yes, I could. I very much so could. Do I need to? No. I can go anywhere. I don't mind. I'm that girl that says put me anywhere.
Yeah. Just put me somewhere in the middle. It's fine. But would you take exception to being put last? No.
I'd be fine with it.
Yeah.
I don't know why a girl would want to not go last unless she wasn't strong.
Right.
And she wasn't confident in what she was about to do.
Yeah.
But last is always fun because that's when people are drunkest usually. And like, yeah, they've had time to go to the ATM again, all that. That's my preference.
Well, the girls are going to get some Coachella from RuPaul, Andre Charles, and the Whoopster, Whoopi Goldberg.
Mm-hmm. These 3 to 5 minute shows, do you think they were written the day of the show?
Must have been. Yeah.
Shit, that's a lot of pressure.
To just like, I mean, yeah. To come up with a concept. They probably had like an hour or two to get started on it and then go in for coaching. But that's not a lot of time. So if you sort of just have to take your first idea and like kind of just run with it and hope it works.
Yeah. Jackie has an initial idea in her walk around, and it definitely falls flat in front of Rue. She tells some jokes. She gives Nooch, and then
there were a few jokes here and there.
Yeah, it's like she's trying to do this drag 101 class, but Rue and Whoopi encourage her to let the audience in and be a little more vulnerable.
Well, you see, this area, when it's not filled with a studio audience, it's a shark-filled moat.
Yeah, it was Not all of them can be winners. I'll just say that.
I'll just leave it at that.
I'm glad they pushed her though, because as we'll see later on, I think it was the right decision for her to go more personal with this moment.
Yeah, they wanted more of that story that she's been giving so lovely this season, and nobody needs Drag 101 at this point if you have Amazon and YouTube.
Right.
We don't need jokes about, like, tucking and all that bullshit.
Heidi is planning to do a cookout scene where she plays all of her family members. Sort of like, it reminds me of, like, Eddie Murphy playing, like, all the multiple characters. Like, that sort of.
I mean, Tyler Perry, all that.
Right. Which has the possibility to be very funny because Heidi, as we know, is, like, really naturally very hilarious.
Remember when Asia did that old ugly lady, too? Like, Asia would play lots of characters, too, and I always liked her doing that.
Yeah.
Crystal's going to left field, which I'm not surprised, but she has this idea to do a male exotic dancer in drag. And when she said it, I was like, oh, fuck. You know, because anytime you dress up as a boy, you get scrutinized more on Drag Race.
Well, that seems realistically. It seems to be changing now, though. It's way
just don't
more
have
open.
Tits. Okay.
T. I mean, that's T, but it is way more open. Like last week she dressed like Ernie and Bert, and so she was also doing sort of like a male-ish character. And this time she's doing like a male exotic dancer. But this speaks to like you can do a male character but still fully be in drag.
She had a lash on. I'm not mad
this is
at
the,
all.
But this is the point that like that has been around. Everyone who knows drag knows this from, you know, the beginning of time.
Wait, what's drag?
But I'm glad that Drag Race is like getting a little bit less like scrutinizing about this.
Anonymity.
Anonymity.
Mini-anonymity.
My name is Anonymity.
Minity.
From the House of Nimity.
Minity. Nimity boppity boop break.
Bye.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime. Yeah. And under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
Bibbidi bobbidi boop break! All right, we're back. The girls.
Shangela's here.
Oh my God. The girls are practicing their acts. Sherry comes out. She's doing a psychic catfish. I mean, goldfish. perhaps it is. Ooh,
you are slick. Do some soundboard noise while I laugh.
I don't even know.
Oh, bitch. Oh, bitch. I want to see the receipts.
Perhaps
I want to see the receipts.
Perhaps it's too high concept. They don't seem to be. Are they not getting it? I don't know.
I mean, maybe they should submit some self tapes of her doing it so they get an idea of it.
I feel like we're in good hands as far as like Sherry is concerned when it comes to like putting on a show. Like I think that
she knows what she's doing.
Yeah, she knows this territory. She's gonna kill it.
And or her career.
Oh my gosh. Then there's Gigi. She wants to do flight 666 straight to hell,
which is a city in Michigan.
Hell?
Yeah, hell is a city in Michigan. Which is why she said it is. You can Google that shit if you want. But that's why when at the end she said welcome to Detroit, for me it was like it was double funny because like Detroit with the whole water problem, that's hell.
That's
and RuPaul's
clever.
From Detroit. And I was like, oh, wow. Gigi is so smart.
It is very clever.
Yeah. But she gives them none of her act, basically. And then they break her by trying to make her do some of it, and she can't.
Well, I understand not being able to improv. And Gigi is very, like, disciplined and controlled in her, like, execution of drag. And so, and she's very fucking young. And so to be told just, like, just improv it. That sounds like it's easy, maybe, if you're watching at home. But it's actually, like, really hard. And we can see that. And we get this really vulnerable moment from Gigi where she's like, yeah, like, I don't fucking do that. I feel really insecure about doing that. And that's why I'm so meticulous about putting myself together and drag visually.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Jada has a problem with talking too fast. And Whoopi tells her to think of the story as a flower and to let her petals open up slowly.
Yeah. Drop all your petals and fold your tent. Jada. Jada gets emotional and tells Whoopi how much the color purple has meant to her, and they have a hugging moment, which is so lovely. Whoopi's really fierce. I met her at the kickoff party to World Pride in New York. We passed each other in the hallway. And I, of course, greeted her with, welcome to the view, welcome to the view, welcome to the view, welcome to the view, welcome to the view. Because that's how she starts the view. But she's, like, so chill and so nice and just really lovely.
Yeah, they were lucky to get her for sure.
Yeah.
The
and
next
you
day,
know the deal that she doesn't fly, right? So she drove her bus all the way to the West Coast.
What?
Oh, that's like Dolly. Dolly doesn't fly either.
Yeah, Whoopi doesn't fly. She keeps a tour bus with a private driver. And I guess she'd been trying to get on the show for years and they just never worked it out with scheduling. So she then got the bus and drove out there and did the show.
Why does she not fly?
She witnessed was it a flight called the Concorde?
Yeah, the Concorde.
In San Diego, she was in her backyard and saw it crash.
Oh.
As a young person. So then she had a ton of trauma surrounding it, but she flew anyways because she needed to for her career.
Yeah.
And then once she got rich enough, she was like, you know what? So the couple times she's gone to London to like open Sister Act, she flies private with an anesthesiologist who puts her completely out.
Oh my God, for the flight. Dude.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm not a trader, but I heard this on What's the Tea.
What's the tea? Now tell me what's the tea.
What's the tea?
What's the tea? Now tell me what's the tea.
Now tell me what's the tea. The tea is we need a new producer. I'm kidding.
It's fine. There are many, many wonderful podcasts out there, and we recommend listening to all of them.
I just heard about a new one that is talking about finding the female orgasm with this one lady, and it's called How Come?
Oh, yeah.
And it was my favorite title that I've ever heard because it's so funny and it's literally telling people how to come.
I want to know how come.
How come? Yeah.
The next day, the girls are having some mirror chats.
Mirror chats.
Let's have some mirror chats.
Chat on his mirror. Crystal thinks the other girls have underestimated her, and she really wants to make it to the top four.
I
have the girls been sleeping on her, you think? Have they been making comments and coming out the mouth?
Well, no, but I think she hasn't won a challenge yet. And truth. Her drag is very outsider art.
Kooky.
Yeah, it's kooky. And so I don't think it's like an underestimation. I think it's just like maybe they just aren't perceiving her as the threat that she is because they don't feel like she's in the same lane as them as far as like their drag goes, because she's not. But they're all still in the same competition. And I don't know, she might be sneaking up, as we'll see in this episode.
Yeah. Jackie has changed her one queen show. And I thought this was brilliant to do both her parents. And
yeah.
this goes into the whole thing about her mom not approving she's gay again. And her mom doesn't even know she does drag.
Yeah. Which, like, there's a lot there. And I think it was a really good choice for her to go that way. Gigi says the magic words, "I don't want to look like an idiot," which RuPaul, one of her main things she says is, "Your fear of looking stupid is holding you back," especially at Drag Race, but in life in general. So, you know, I mean, this is very telling as far as like where Gigi's coming from in this competition.
Well, Jackie's coming straight out her mouth because she compares Heidi to Rose Nylund, and she's like, "Here we go, another Ramsor story." When Heidi's talking about something from Ramsor, but Jada doesn't even know who the Golden Girls is. How?
She knows who the Golden Girls is. She just didn't recognize the name Rose Nylund, which, I mean, you can't be that mad at her for that. She knows.
I'm not.
Yeah, I'm not either.
We're just podcasters.
Good.
Disseminating information.
Disseminating it as far as the ear will take it.
Thank you.
Yeah. This main stage has been one of my favorite RuPaul dresses in a long time. This hair.
Uh-huh.
Bitch, this is the hair that she wore with that black and white, like, geometric body print suit from that one season. Remember that?
Oh.
That swoop, swoop, swoops on the side?
That was Milk 6.
I don't know if it was it six. Was it Courtney's season
when she's in the bodysuit?
Yeah, I feel like it is that one. Alaska would know better than me, though.
Girl, I have no idea. I can't even recall the hair in my mind right now.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, okay. Is the hair white? Do we have a photo? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pulling it up.
Okay.
Sorry.
I remember the fucking dress, though. You can believe that. Ugh.
How it was attached to the bodysuit, and it still didn't, like, it gave her no fupa. She has a body for days still.
Yeah, dude. And she followed the theme, because the theme is the color purple. And RuPaul said, because usually what mother likes to do is, like, the theme is green. And then she wears like, red. Orange polka dots.
Pink, yeah.
Like, she's, like, usually, like, literally, fuck your theme. Fuck you. But this week, she's, like, Whoopi's here. It's the color purple. Everyone's wearing purple. And I'm going to wear the purple dress.
She did that.
She turned. It was a slay for me today.
Now,
it's a Fritz Bernays.
Fritz Bernays, what's that?
From Bridesmaids. She's like, it's a Fritz Bernays.
Oh, yeah, the dress.
Yeah.
Now, we're not doing runway right now because the girls come out in their runway looks for the show, or no?
No, they wear different.
Yeah, they wear their own gig.
Got it.
So, okay. The white side swept moment. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just huge. They said, we're giving her some fuck all hair today. It's going to be so big, so one side.
It's taller than her head.
Yes.
And wider, at least as wide as her head. This satisfies all of the drag rules of hair.
I love drag.
I'm so happy to see this hair. Michelle looks gorgeous. Whoever painted her with this, like, bronzy, smoky eye and this updo, this looks great, too.
So beautiful.
And Ross is hilarious, as always.
And Ross is wearing clothes. Thank you, Ross.
Thank you, Ross.
I'm just kidding. Dahlia's in the broccoli suit in the audience. Was she really there?
Girl, yes. I think she was. That was not a green screen. That was not a CGI. They kept her there this whole goddamn time.
She lives in LA though. Yeah.
Does she?
Right?
Yeah, she does. They just called her back to set.
Do you think she probably went home and they were like, hey, wanna
well,
come in?
Well, I did that before I
gags.
Was eliminated. You're allowed. Good for her, you know? Are they trying to make a Vanjie out of it?
It's really cool. I mean, this broccoli suit is going to buy her several homes around the world at this
point. I should hope so. Yeah. I mean, she's had how many appearances on the show? 6 or 7?
Yeah. I'm very glad that they didn't put her in the front row. It would have been very rude to the people behind her. So I think the seating chart was really appropriate as well. And good job.
Did Jackie do it?
The Big Pink Furry Box Theater presents Jackie Cox Between Two Parents.
Two parents.
This was good. I like this. What did you think?
I'll give pluses and minuses. I thought the craft of having the parents in two different spots with the glasses
yeah.
was brilliant. It's a great visual. You can go back and forth. I found it heartwarming. I did not find it funny or yeah, I didn't find it funny and I wanted to laugh a lot more.
It wasn't uproariously funny at any point, but it was poignant and heartfelt. And you know, RuPaul's Drag Race is at its core, I believe it's a heart competition. So I think she did a good job by going this direction. And showing who she is and where she comes from and really taking a risk by doing like the mom that she has like kind of a troublesome relationship with.
Yeah. I remember when I heard that Jackie was on and we were talking about how there were like 5 New York girls and I was like, who's
5
Jackie?
New York girls?
and someone told me she does a lot of cabaret stuff.
She does. Yeah.
So this was right up her alley and she delivered.
Yes.
Crystal's
and then there's Crystal.
Girl, her phenomenal Phil, this exotic dance instructor. She's so smart to just entertain RuPaul because that's what it takes sometimes. And she's giving it. She has all these moves. She's making the crowd do stuff. It's fun.
Yes. It's very wacky. It's completely unexpected and really, really funny. Crystal is naturally just very funny.
And she uses RuPaul's joke and they show RuPaul laughing at it.
Yes.
Which I love because when she gives Heidi jokes, they don't show Heidi using them that much. I don't remember them.
Yeah.
But this is like a nice little callback, like, ooh, RuPaul, help me.
Yeah. Very funny. Very well done. Heidi Aphrodite comes out and gives us Cookout with Your Cheeks Out.
I love this hair. I will tell her that. This hair is very cute.
Oh, with the pretty ringlet curls on the sides.
To soften.
The lavender ringlets.
Yeah, I feel like one's blue and one's pink, maybe.
Yeah, she looks lovely. I mean, she's a gorgeous gal.
This performance is also a little blue, as in rare. I mean, I haven't seen Heidi. It felt like a little bit of a face plant just because they kept showing people in the audience not being entertained. So that's what they wanted everyone else to think at home, too, that this is Heidi's bad week. It wasn't terrible.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I would have bought a ticket for it.
Yeah.
On Showtime.
And it's hard to have a lot. And I think they said this in the critiques, but it's hard to like flesh out a bunch of characters in a 5-minute show.
For sure.
Maybe if she focused on like 2 or 3. But there wasn't, it didn't feel like there was like a beginning, middle, and an end. And the jokes were not packing the punch that I think they needed to.
Yeah, that's a nice way of saying it, especially since we'll work with these girls one day.
come on. She can look at this and be like, yeah, I bombed.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
Oh, she knows.
She's not, you know.
Yeah. They still gave her a laugh track, though. I will say that. They were generous with that because that is something that we observed through our in the field. Our in the field reporter, Courtney Gilberta asked.
The laugh track. A very generous use of laugh track.
I mean, when they want a girl to not land, they don't underscore her with anything. They give crickets. They put yarn knitters in the audience. They will make sure. They will let you know, hey, guys, don't like this part. We're going to send her home later.
Don't
okay?
like this person. Send
this is how we're send justifying death sending threats. Your fave home.
Send death threats to this address. Brimstone Airways
welcomes Gigi Good to the runway.
She looks now, gorgeous. If she was the purser on my flight, honey, I would just be snapping and waving the whole time because she's so stunning.
This feels for me like great, but the one moment where she looks at her outline for more than 3 seconds, they make it like that was the worst thing in the world, like referring to your notes on stage while people are still laughing and
honestly,
enjoying the last joke.
Yeah, how dare you look at your notes for a show that you wrote yesterday? I mean, it's really just how dare she? I can't believe it.
This is not what an all-star is made of. I don't know if an all-star would check their note, but I haven't been on all-star, so I don't know.
I think it was the way that she sort of halted the performance to look at the notes. It's okay to look at your notes, obviously.
Where the fuck did she get a rolling bar cart? Did she bring that? No.
I think they helped them out with a few key props for their shows, like a picnic table, for instance.
Okay, because if she's Delta 360, I'm going to have a problem.
Already. She's still on the season and she already made it to 360. Delta gets these girls in earlier and earlier.
Delta froze all of our statuses too, so we start with whatever we have this year in 2021. So thank you, Delta.
Thanks, Delta Lena.
This is a non-smoking flight. However, Juvederm is completely allowed.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Delta Lena. No.
Oh, Delta Lena, the redhead. Yeah. That, yes. I wanted Detox to play her in an adaptation.
She became an icon because she was this super pumped like model that they used as one of the people in an
I don't know if she
video.
Was pumped. I will say this. She only did the international routes.
Delta Lena. She became such an icon. They put her in multiple Delta videos because people online started calling this woman Delta Lena.
Delta Lena.
And they put her.
I feel like it was Detox.
They put her in the next video, like the next iteration of the video, as a non-speaking role, just doing the same finger wave. This is a non-smoking flight. So good. Mm-hmm. But speaking of. Speaking of nothing, but Sherry Pie is up next.
Speaking of wagging your finger at people.
Bubbles the fish.
She took their advice. She took their redirect and was able to have it be way more physical without hiding under a table, putting her head in a bowl, which some people might have enjoyed. But this show, she takes at least 4.5 minutes to get to the meat of it, which is a big intro.
Well,
especially when your set is supposed to be 5 minutes. This is classic Mimi. I'm first at the haters roast.
Sometimes, and this is I'm playing devil's advocate. But sometimes when you're sometimes when you're on stage, time stands still, especially when the audience is eating it up, which
Living.
They were. So mm-hmm. She's like, I haven't done a show in a while. I've been like taping this show for several weeks. I haven't been on stage with an audience in a while. I'm living. Let me give them all my good ones. I'm giving it the tight 10, which she has. And she's just going on and on, working the crowd. And it's, I'm not mad at her for that.
Jada is.
Well, and then 17 minutes goes by. So here are the things about this.
The things.
Can we get someone with a flashlight in the back that just goes like this when you're close? Because that's how it works at a show where you have a strict time limit.
Does it? Is that how it works with Murray and Peter?
It should.
Yeah.
It's not hard to have a timer. So And also, it's very hard to stay within a strict time limit, even if you're a seasoned performer. So are we to assume that everyone who went before Sherry was 5 minutes or under without exception?
That's what they would like us to think, I guess, because they didn't show anybody else as an exception to that rule.
It's very impressive if that was the case. Because it's hard to know when 5 minutes is up.
I do not know. I was not there this season.
You weren't?
But I do know that Gigi Good was able to get an MFA in costume design while Sherry was performing. So that's nice.
Nobody was there to cut her off.
Well, they were living. That's why. I'm sure everybody was living. Sherry is so funny. I talked to one of my friends in New York needed a wig for something this week. And I was like, ask Sherry. She ain't using them.
And they hung up on you.
No, Neil and David gagged. They thought it was funny. And they're like, we don't know her. And I was like, actually, Neil, I have a picture with you and her on a roof in Brooklyn last summer. He's like, no, burn it.
I want to see the receipts.
I'll show it to you. We'll put it on racechaserpod at instagram.com/drag.
Christ.
But I went to look at the picture. It's me, Sherry, Neil, and Jackie.
Wow.
On the Lolita Express with Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, it's just...
Damn.
Well, speaking of time limits, it is time for a break, but I want you to talk about...
No! Data. No! We're crushing it!
No!
We're crushing it! This is A material! There's no way we're cutting off! Don't you dare!
That is selfish. Jada Essence Hall is putting the P in pageant, and it is Sisyphus trying to push a rock up a hill trying to find a joke. Because there aren't many in there. The funniest part is when she is completely honest with the audience and just lets down her guard and say, oh, y'all ain't feeling me. Which was great. I mean, I think that this is not one of her strengths, maybe, the performing and the writing, but the delivery saves her a little bit.
Yeah, but and you know what? I bet she's going to use this as material for the rest of her career. You know,
for
sometimes
sure.
Your worst moment on Drag Race is your best material.
Yeah. Sometimes our breaks are our best material. We're going to go on one.
Big bang, boom, break.
Boom, break.
They got hot dogs and onions over there. Crickets.
My problem with her story was I lost track. And I feel like she may have forgotten something, but you can't go back. You're going to be like, oh, wait. But that would have been funny for me because, like, explaining why a story is funny can sometimes be funnier if you're doing it badly because it's like a double negative. So it makes it funny. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it did.
I hope she does a one-woman show called Put the P in Pageant. I really hope she does. And it'll sell tickets.
I mean... I think it will. How many solo shows have you done during this quarantine? 48/11?
Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah. I'm putting the P in digital drag shows. Yeah. No, we've done so many.
Were the Staged Awards a boon to you and ticket sales?
They haven't happened yet.
Oh my gosh. Do you know what you're wearing?
I am nominated, I heard, though.
Twice.
Twice?
Well, they're probably going to air them twice. There's nothing else on. That's what I mean.
Oh, I see.
This runway, though, is sickening. I've never seen anything like this before. Have they done a color theme runway? They've done red and green.
Green, yeah.
Orange. And
maybe they did an orange?
Yes. It was All Stars. It was like Vangie. Remember, she was in Feather.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Or Orange Alert.
They did a gold one. Yeah.
Well, this is the color purple, and we love this. Jan was really pissed she wasn't there because purple is her signature color.
Yeah. Jackie comes out looking like a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater to the T, and then Marie Antoinette in a yellow wig on top.
Did she have a horn?
I think her hair is sort of styled as a horn.
Oh, okay.
No. It looks like a stump.
Oh,
a stump
my
of yellow.
God.
Well, it's
Molly,
it's not
you
a horn.
In danger, girl. Because the monster's eating Molly.
It's not. It's eating acid. It's a tab of acid. It's not Molly.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
So, I mean, RuPaul's Drag Race.
This feels very, I feel like Monique Hart was doing a lot of this and really was doing it excellently. But yes. I feel like it's sort of like a nod to that sort of, what is it, Moschino?
It's like very Bicala.
Oh, yeah.
Very that, big tongues out, all that.
I believe it was Yves Saint Laurent
who showed cerulean blue ball gowns, and then later
cerulean purple eater military monsters jackets coming down the runway, and eventually purple people eater trickled down into the bargain basement, which you fished that. that lumpy purple sweater.
this look from Crystal. I don't know who Nick Cave is, but this is so fucking cool.
Yeah,
and she doesn't have to tuck in it, and she's not tucked.
Yeah, this is a very effective, very cool costume. Like, you just want to get into the details and like look at it and just really get into it. It's fierce.
This gave me One-Eyed, One-Horned, Purple People Eater way more, other than having two horns.
Yeah, I thought like, so that, too. Yeah, at first.
This,
but it's a cow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Purple cow, stunning.
Cow goes moo. Heidi is in.
What
this,
you fail to recognize is that purple cow suit was chosen, for you,
for you, by the very people on this podcast.
I believe it was Monique Hart who wore the monster suit on All Stars. Okay, Heidi. Heidi, Heidi, Heidi,
Heidi, ho.
Lovely.
Heidi is resplendent in an aubergine gown, or is it eggplant or grape? Some color.
I love it.
Gorge, no notes.
She looks great. Yeah.
Her face looks beautiful. The train's following her.
Yes.
Everything's going right.
Yes. Midnight train to Georgia. Gigi Good. They don't say Scooby-Doo, but it's Daphne from Scooby-Doo.
For sure. Boots.
Because she's very smart. She's like, I'm going to give literally every runway a reference to a TV show that RuPaul knows. It's smart.
Not a bad idea. And shout out to Mr. Howie, who made this look.
Oh, work.
A Howie B creation.
It's very pretty and very cool.
Mm-hmm. Sherry is a Cheshire cat covered in feathers. So maybe she's the cat that caught the bird or something, or tried to catch the bird.
Yeah, she looks cool. I mean, you can.
It's gorge.
It's a really cool look. The headpiece has sort of like a curl built onto it.
The person that made the headpiece put on Instagram like the many iterations the headpiece went through and where the ears were at first with no curl. It was really interesting seeing how it was made and constructed. And it's beautiful, beautiful work. I don't like her feather train with that one long piece.
It looks like a mistake, kind of like it, like when the part of the boa falls down, which happens to me every time I wear one. But I guess it was intentional because she talks about it and she says it was intentional.
Yeah.
Whatever. Jada, it's a fucking sickening look. I loved it.
Yeah, gorge. I would wear that hat in a second.
Yeah. Jada, I love this look. It's a top two to the week for me. And apparently she made it, I heard from a source.
She made everything that she's worn this season except for one outfit.
She's really amazingly talented. And I love this look. It's just drag perfection. It's drag excellence.
I like that she has a moment on the top, because if she just wore that dress, for me, it would have been fine, but the hat just makes it a complete outfit. She got the boot. She got the dress.
Yeah.
She got the panty. She got the hat.
It takes it all there, and she looks perfection.
Yeah. Very good salute. The judges, I think, were feeling Jackie's show, but they weren't feeling her runway look, and they let her know that. They're like, it's risky, it's campy, and not craft store.
Oh, yeah.
Which, that's the worst thing you can hear on Drag Race, is your look looks craft store.
Well, I'm sure you never heard that.
I certainly did not.
Because
did you?
You're wearing designers. No, they didn't say craft store. They said garbage dump for me. No, I'm just kidding. No, LaToya Jackson said my dress looked like a sad bridesmaid, but maybe that's what I was going for.
Maybe. So. What do you think Crystal was going for?
Well, the judges loved it.
No, I mean, like, how much a bag Courtney wants to know.
God. Queens on ice. The judges loved Phenomenal Phil, and so did we at home. I mean, it was very funny and just really creative and wacko.
Heidi, Aphrodite, is told that her characters weren't clear enough, and but she does get props for her face not being dusty. And Whoopi, it says in the notes that this is not clear, but whenever a girl has a nice dress or a nice wig on, you always say to her right in the eyes, you'd be like, and I'll take that hair back when you're done with it. Because you didn't ask if you could borrow that.
Yeah.
That's what she means.
Yeah.
I'll let you wear my dress. Sorry, go ahead.
They showed it in the commercial or right before the commercial break. And we thought that it was going toward
Jada.
Right. Because of Guinan and the sort of like circular head dress that she wore on Star Trek.
Yeah.
But no, Whoopi just wants to wear this fucking eggplant gown and I don't blame her.
Do you remember that Whoopi outfit she wore in 1992 to the Oscars? It was a purple and green pantsuit with a big train. And like, it was too many 18 different costumes. Mad Hatter, gorgeous. And it was purpley. And I was hoping one of the girls would wear that because I love a gown with a pant or a culotte or a short.
Yeah.
Just so you can like still twirl and twirl and twirl.
Yeah.
And then twirl.
Twirl some more.
Twirl some more.
Yeah.
I was into it.
Yeah.
But, you know. Gigi, the judges say that they could tell she was nervous. They also did a misdirect on her this episode where they showed them laughing at something in her rehearsal. And then during her rehearsal, there were no laughs. There were tears. So they do love a misdirect at the World of the Wonders. It's raining. Who's next?
Sherry. They love her look. Michelle said, you're a selfish bitch.
You're a selfish diva. Yeah. Read her. Like Michelle was, it's like Michelle was waiting to sing Take a Bow. Like,
cut
girl.
Cut the smoke.
God I can't.
Damn it. Cut the smoke.
I'm a vocalist. What am I, a scientist or a vocalist? I would
selfish ass bitch. How dare you?
Learn your word.
How
learn your
dare
words.
You?
We were rooting for you.
There is nothing okay about who you are or what you do.
Well,
she didn't like it. Damn. She didn't care for the fact that it was 17 minutes long, but it was really funny. And then Jada said, "I think Jada was really thrown off by how long Sherry went, which is the real
me too.
The real tea. And that is part of why you have to be considerate as a performer, as far as like, yes, you may be really funny, but it's like us doing that fucking haters roast where everyone in the first act went so over, the venue had a cutoff time. And so by the time, so intermission happened and they came back and said, okay, everybody start cutting jokes because you have to go under. So that like threw me off really bad. And it just sort of like flatlined the second half of the show, which you don't think about when you're just up there killing it. But there's like, it's important to be like considerate of what your time limit is.
I definitely agree with that. They asked if re-airing the Haters Roast would be a good time now that we're in quarantine and everything. And I don't think it's my best work. So I mean, they said that they could do it anyway with or without our approval because it's still under the same contract somehow. And I was like, okay, Murray. But
girl.
I don't want that performance of mine to be what people remember me by Haters Roast. You know, they can go to my YouTube and see mine.
Yeah.
The good one.
I mean, I don't.
Here's the thing, though. Sherry, I would hire her in a second to write me some fucking jokes, though.
Yeah.
Just like I hired Mimi back in the day. So, like,
yeah,
she was funny. We'll give her that. It's a shame she ruined her career. And moving on.
Well, Jada's, like you said, her funniest moments were when she was just, like, she was leveling with the audience, like, oh, this isn't funny.
Yeah.
Work. Because
it did.
That's what the audience wants. They want something real happening in front of them. They want truth. And so telling, you know, she picked up on the fact that this was not working.
Yeah. She picked up that they weren't getting down with it at all.
Yeah.
Rue is telling the girls, which I feel like she says every season at some point. She said something like this to us where she was like,
"You're the best. You guys are ever."
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, saying to this top six, I wish you would be the six forever and ever. Okay, girl. Cool.
Oh, come on. She was having a good time. And I felt
she was.
I feel like
and
it's
that's
apparent.
Why I said okay. And I said cool. I'm happy.
Because it really is a good group of girls. And they're all bringing a lot to the table. And by this point, it's really splitting hairs to see who's going to be in the bottom. So, you know, it's kind of been that all season. It's been a great
and
group.
And if anybody knows how to split hairs, it's Ariel Versace. Because she splits without her hair. And then she yells about it. Who took my purple hair?
Well,
this would be a perfect episode to come back on purple.
Girl, they should have had her in the broccoli too, bitch.
Oh my gosh. The safe divas are Ms. Jackie Cox and Gigi Jude. And Crystal's the winner. She gets a cash tip of $5,000.
Yes. Crystal is making me high. I love it. The bottom. Heidi is in bottom two with Jada.
Yeah,
the bottom two are Heidi and Jada. And when this song first popped on, I moved up in my seat and was like, "Oh man, okay, I need to get a drink before I watch this."
Yeah,
you know,
you live.
It's like the surprise video in Beatdown. I need to prepare for it because I was living.
Yeah. Yeah, they were amazing. And I love when they give a good, like, a man song as the lip sync song. I always love it.
Prince sings higher than most women, but sure.
That's been said about me as well, so.
So speaking of Jada, I loved her hair reveal. I thought it came a little early. But I was like,
She said, "Let me get this hat right off. I got a Prince wig on under this, bitch."
Yeah. It probably wasn't pinned on to dance, so she needed to, you know, kick it off. But, like, I was not mad at anything during this lip sync at all
from
either
gowns.
Of them. Beautiful gowns.
Fancy footwork from Heidi.
The fanciest.
Lift the gown and give us fancy footwork.
And Jada fucking did a split while keeping eye contact with the judges. She said, "You're going to want to look at this. Oh, there's another girl here? That's cute, but I'm getting on the floor, bitch."
Yeah.
She took it to the floor, and Heidi is unfortunately declared the one who must sashay away.
Yes.
But honestly, with this send-off from Rue, I think it's definitely clear that we haven't seen.
You haven't seen the last
of me. For sure.
I'll have another surgery.
I'll see
That's
you
Lady
on
Bunny.
All Stars 3.
I'll see you on All Stars 33.
Yeah, this is kind of sad, but I mean, I think Heidi will definitely be back for an All Stars, which is airing November 2020. Really packing it in. Good job, guys.
She's,
so much drag.
She's a small town queen with big city aspirations. Watch out, world, because Heidi's coming through. And remember, if I can do it, so can you.
Mm-hmm. Heidi, 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 go. And she goes.
She does. We will miss her. She's been an amazing addition to the season.
She really has been like a boon to the whole season. She's been so positive and funny and
truthful,
genuine.
Sincere, lovely, fierce. We love her.
I hope I see her at a gig, and I hope I get to go third. I know she likes to go third, but I'll go third.
Okay, so now that I'm going third, what do you think? Where do you want to go?
You guys are good where you're at the end, right? Cool. All right, I'm gonna go work.
Would you like to read one line from Untucked?
From Untucked. Sure. I would like to take this selection to read from a little-known artist named as The Sherry Pie. I just feel bad, mostly for Jada.
And this line is from Jackie, who says, I'm not, like, mad at you. I just thought, like, maybe you were mad at me. And this has been One Line.
One Line.
From Untucked.
It also seems like shorthand for Ram Sewer is just sewer.
Sewer?
Oh, yeah, wow. She's like, back to the sewer.
Aww.
That's what Katie says.
I love that. Well, Secret Celebrity Drag Race. Did you watch?
I will definitely be watching.
Okay. Yes. Well, I thought this episode was really great. I mean, I watched it. Alex Newell. I mean, we just fucking, we worship. I love.
Wait, she was a contestant?
Yeah, dude.
Girl.
Yeah.
Whoever this Dustin Milligan and Matt Iseman are, they had no chance, honey.
Yeah.
What do? Are they just real boys?
Yes. The one is from Schitt's Creek. He plays the boyfriend, I believe.
Okay,
and
sure.
And the other is from Ninja Warrior. And he was on Celebrity Apprentice when I was on it.
How wonderful. It seems like they have really good publicists.
Well, truly. It was Love Connie made an appearance. It was a good episode. I recommend watching it when you have a chance. They did a RuPaul roast, and whoever they had for writers, it was really, really funny. Everybody was very, very funny. I don't know if, because I know the girls probably wrote some of their material. I know fucking Bob is really funny and Nina and Kim, so they're all really good at roasting. So I don't know if they wrote their own shit. Good job, because it was really funny.
Oh, I thought it was Nina Flowers for a second when you said Nina. I was like, what? Nina was back? I should watch it.
No,
but Nina West is funny too.
Everyone was really good. But we thank you so much for listening to Race Chaser this week. And we promise to continue providing you with award-winning content every single week.
I'm Willem. And you can rate our podcast and comment about how fantastic it is.
Uh-huh.
And subscribe to make sure you know when each new episode comes out.
You can follow the Divas and the Dolls at Willem at the Only Alaska 5000 and Race Chaser. Follow us at Race Chaser Pod.
And you can use the hashtag Race Chaser when you post, mm-hmm. so we can find you.
Mm-hmm.
And you can send us a DM or an email at racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
Bye.
Bippity boppity bop.
Race Chaser.
Race Chaser is not endorsed by World of Wonder, Viacom, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. RuPaul's Drag Race and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.
Forever Dog.
Race Chaser with Alaska and Willem is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is Race Chaser by Alaska Thunderfuck.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.